The following is a lecture entitled Crisis Resolution, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on October 12, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
Before I begin, I wanted to chant an ancient prayer to invoke auspiciousness. Vandeha. Shri Guru, Shri Jata, Parakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa, Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Ladita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, we have major problems in the world right now. We have one crisis after another crisis after another crisis stacked a million crises aside. We thought it was bad enough getting on the airplanes. But now they're talking about the threat of people who put a bomb up their rectum. Up their rear end. They may have to strip us in the future, they may have to strip us naked before we can get on the airplane. It's getting, the crises are getting worse and worse and worse. So what to do in this world of crisis? We have individual crisis. We have family crisis. We have neighborhood crisis. We have city crisis. We have national crisis. We have international crisis. It's just going crazy. Everywhere, crisis, crisis, crisis. Why? Is this a natural state? To be in so many crises, you pick up the newspaper, it's just a list of crises all over the world. Economic crisis, Afghanistan crisis, global warming crisis. And the latest crisis is these plastic bottles, that's another crisis. We thought we would have clean water, but now we're polluting the earth with billions of plastic bottles that won't merge back into the earth. So what do we do to resolve these crises? I have the solution. I'm waiting for my invitation from the United Nations. Because we have the solution to solve every problem on this planet. The basic problem is this. We are not in harmony with the source of our existence.
Мы не, 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 у нас нет гармонии с источником нашего существования.
There is a source for all of existence.
Есть источник всего существования.
This is not some dogma. It's a scientific reality.
Это не какая-то догма, это научная реальность.
The scientists are also trying to find out the origin of the universe.
Ученые тоже пытаются найти, что же является источником вселенной.
Whether you're a religionist or whether you're an atheist, everyone can understand there's a source of existence.
Либо вы религиозный человек, либо атеист, каждый пытается понять, что же является источником существования.
So at the present moment, we are not in a state of harmony with the source of our existence.
И в данный момент у нас нет гармонии с этим источником существования.
And therefore, there are so many problems going on in the society.
Поэтому столько много проблем в нашем обществе.
But if we can get back in a state of harmony with the source of our existence,
если мы можем вернуться обратно в гармонию, в гармонические отношения с источником,
then all problems will be solved automatically.
Тогда автоматически все проблемы решаются.
What does that mean to be in harmony with the source of our existence?
Что это значит быть в гармонии с источником существования?
Consider a symphony orchestra.
Ну, представьте себе симфонический оркестр.
The instruments are all in harmony. They make a beautiful sound because they're all in state of harmony with each other. Actually, the conductor, you see, he is the one who establishes the standard. He raises a little baton, he sets up a tempo. He makes sure all the instruments are properly in tune. They have a tuning session. I used to be in an orchestra. I know the conductor will have the first violin player play the note on his violin, and then everyone in the whole orchestra tunes to that one instrument.
Я был в оркестре, я знаю, как это происходит, потому что сначала настраиваются инструменты. Первая скрипка задает тон, и потом все подстраиваются под этот тон.
I don't know. Do we have any orchestra members here? Do they have the same standard in Europe? That was America. But it's coming from Europe, the whole culture. So it must be from Europe originally. So anyway, everyone would tune to that one instrument, you see. And because of that, the whole orchestra would be in harmony. And then when they would make music, it would be so beautiful and so wonderful. It would just make your heart dance. But if one instrument is out of harmony, you see, then it sounds bad. What if two instruments are out of harmony? What if 20 instruments are out of harmony? What if the whole orchestra is out of harmony? Then it's the most horrible experience.
Oh.
So that's our modern world, you see. The more we're seeing an increase of disharmony with every passing year, we're seeing an increase of disharmony on this planet. So how do we get back in harmony with our source, you see? That's what my teacher has revealed to me, and what I am now revealing to the world.
Вот что мои учителя раскрыли мне, и вот что я раскрываю миру.
Just consider your body as an example.
Представьте, например, как пример свое тело.
Everybody has a body, right?
У каждого есть тело, правильно?
Does anybody here not have a body?
Есть кто-нибудь здесь, у кого нет тела?
Yes, everyone has a body.
Okay.
Very good. We're on common terms and we all have bodies. You know? Okay. Okay, very good. So, your hand, you see, it is meant to be in harmony with your body. If it doesn't act in harmony with your body, you have to go to the doctor. Oh, I have a broken hand. So, the complete whole body is there. And the part of the body, the hand, is also there. That hand is meant to serve the complete whole. That is its harmonious condition, service. So that means that each one of us, we are like the hand. We are part of the complete whole.
Это значит, что мы, каждый, как вот эта рука, мы являемся частью чего-то целостного.
So as the part, we are meant to serve the complete whole.
И как эта часть, мы должны, мы созданы для того, чтобы служить.
But now, instead of serving, we are doing just the opposite.
Но вместо того, чтобы служить, мы делаем все наоборот.
We are trying to exploit the complete whole for our own selfish gain.
А мы пытаемся в своих эгоистических целях наслаждаться, эксплуатировать вот эту целостность.
We have a whole planet of exploiters.
У нас вся планета состоит из таких эксплуатеров.
Who are all trying to exploit the total existence for their gratification.
Которые пытаются эксплуатировать все вот это существование для своего наслаждения.
Instead of being in the mood of giving service,
вместо того, чтобы быть в настроении давать служение,
we want to take for ourselves.
Мы хотим взять для себя.
Each one of us is thinking, I am the center of the universe.
Каждый думает, я являюсь центром вселенной.
Everything revolves around me.
Все вертится вокруг меня.
But did you create the whole universe?
Ну разве вы создали всю вселенную?
Can anyone claim the universe is your creation?
Кто-нибудь может утверждать, что вселенная это его создание?
No.
Нет.
We are all part of this greater existence.
Нет, мы все
universal existence.
Частью этого великого создания.
Therefore, we are meant to render service.
И поэтому наша суть в том, чтобы мы
instead of trying to make ourselves the center and get everyone to serve me, you see,
вместо того, чтобы стать центром и заставить всех,
we should be in the mood of giving service.
Мы должны давать служение.
This will automatically bring a stop to all the crises which are erupting on this planet more and more every day.
Автоматически остановит все кризисы, которые сейчас как вулкан вывергаются во всем мире.
So, how do you serve that source of existence? Even if you want to, I mean, how would you go about doing that? You see. One has to understand the nature of that source of existence. And by understanding the nature of that source of existence, then one can learn how to connect in loving relationship with that source of existence.
Человек может научиться как же воссоединить, как же установить контакт любовных отношений с этим источником.
To explain that source of existence, I would like to give you a little story.
И чтобы вам объяснить суть этого природу источника существования, я расскажу историю.
Now just imagine if every day I came to your house.
Представьте, если бы каждый день я бы приходил в ваш дом.
And I said, my dear friend,
я сказал, мой дорогой друг,
this morning I am bringing you 1 kilo of pure gold.
Этим утром я принес тебе килограмм чистого золота.
It's my gift to you.
Это мой подарок тебе.
Here, have 1 kilo of pure gold.
Возьми этот килограмм чистого золота.
And every morning I come back again with another kilo.
И каждое утро я бы приходил с другим килограммом.
You'd become very rich. How much is a kilo going for now?
I don't know. Вы бы стали очень богатым. Сколько килограмм золота?
I think it's somewhere around $2,000 or something. Maybe, you know, 1,500, maybe 1,200 euros. Some big, huge number. Every day, you see.
Ну, это может 1,000 евро или долларов. Каждый день я приносил вам килограмм.
Every day I bring you 1 kilo of pure gold.
Каждый день по килограмму чистого золота.
Within a couple of years, you'd be a multi-millionaire, you see. So, you'd be very happy to get your kilo every day, you see. But one day, your curiosity got the best of you. I mean, I really appreciate this free kilo every day. Where are you getting all this gold from anyway? Well, I have a gold mine. Oh, really? You have a gold mine? Oh, how much gold do you have in that gold mine? What have I told you? I don't have any gold in the gold mine. You say, no, you're lying. You bring 1 kilo of gold every day, not only to me, but all my neighbors also. That mine must be loaded with gold.
И в этой золотой там должно быть очень много золота.
How you can say it's a goldless gold mine?
Как вы можете сказать, что это золотая жила без золота?
There's no such thing as a goldless gold mine.
Такой вообще не бывает такого.
There must be a huge quantity of gold in that gold mine.
Там должно быть очень-очень много золота.
So what is my story illustrating?
И что же моя история рассказывает? О чем же она?
My story is illustrating this point.
Моя история вот о чем.
From that original source of existence, so many persons have come out.
Из этого изначального источника существования столько много живых существ проявилось.
I am a person.
Я личность.
And you are also a person.
А вы тоже личность.
And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. We have so many persons in this room.
У нас в этом зале столько много личностей.
You're a person too.
И вы личность тоже.
So what does that tell us about the source of existence?
Что это говорит о источнике существования?
Is it impersonal?
Разве это безличностное?
Does it have no personality?
Разве у него нет никакой личности?
Or does that source of existence have personality?
Или у этого источника есть личностность?
Think of the goldless gold mine.
Подумайте о золотой жиле, в которой нет золота.
There's no such thing as a goldless gold mine.
Нет такого понятия.
Therefore, that source of existence must possess personality. By its very nature, it must have personality. Otherwise, how do we get all these people? Can they come from some impersonal source? Not possible. The original source of existence must be a person. So it's not so difficult to love something impersonal, to give loving service to something impersonal, that's difficult.
И это не так-то трудно любить кого-то, кто является личностью. Трудно любить кого, кто является безличностным.
If I said, my dear lady, today we are arranging your marriage.
Если я бы сказал, сегодня, дорогая...
And you come to the wedding and your husband will be there waiting for you. And when you get to that wedding, what is there? There's a big rock. My dear lady, we're marrying you to a rock. He will never argue with you. He will never fight. He's very peaceful. Now you can marry this rock. What young lady would like to marry a rock? She said no. He said, of course not. I don't want to marry a rock. You crazy? Because you can't have a loving relationship with a rock. So can you have a loving relationship with an impersonal source of existence? No, you cannot. You cannot have a loving relationship with the impersonal source of existence. But if that source of existence, as I've already proven to you, is a person, then you can have a personal, loving relationship with that person who is the source of existence.
Тогда у вас могут быть личные, любовью насыщенные взаимоотношения с этим источником.
And by doing that,
и осуществляя эти отношения,
all crises will automatically be resolved.
И все кризисы автоматически решаются.
On every level. You may say, well, how do you know that? Well, I've been doing it for the last 38 years. My spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, taught me how to love that person who is the source of existence.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada мне объяснил, научил меня, как понимать этот источник существования.
And the results have been absolutely incredible.
А результаты просто потрясающие.
Before that, my life was simply one big crisis.
Перед этим моя жизнь была просто один сплошной кризис.
And now, no more crisis, you see.
А теперь никаких кризисов.
So, and it makes sense also.
И в этом есть смысл.
I don't know about in the Latvian language or Russian language, but in English language, there is the word miser. A person who is selfish, who doesn't want to give loving service. And the same word miserable is there, you see. So a selfish person who doesn't know how to give service, they're automatically miserable. So you might say, well, I love my neighbor, I love my wife, I love my kids, I love my dog, I love my goldfish and my parakeet, but still I'm facing crises.
Ну вы можете сказать, ну я же люблю своих соседей, свою жену, своих детей, золотую рыбку и попугая, а все равно у меня кризисы.
You're telling me I should love that person who's the source of existence. But how can I love him when I can't even see him? I can't even talk to him. I don't even know where he is. And you want me to love him? I'm going to love somebody I can see. Not some, you know, conceptual idea of the person who's the source of existence. Well, we actually teach you how to actually connect with that person, how to really connect is on a person-to-person basis with that person who's the source of all existence. We teach you how to do that.
Мы учим, как вы можете получить отношения.
But you might say, well, that sounds too weird, you know. I'd rather love somebody I can see. And I'll just love everybody that I can see, and that's what I'll do, you know, to love the all of existence. But you know, that's difficult. To try to love all of existence one person at a time, I mean, it's a little difficult. One person at a time to love all of existence. How many of you have tried to water a tree by watering each individual leaf?
Сколько из вас пробовали поливать дерево, поливая по отдельности каждый листочек?
Has anybody ever tried to water a tree by watering every single individual leaf on the tree? Of course, maybe you don't water the trees here, you get a lot of rain. Down in Texas, where I come, you got to water the trees during the drought, you know. So they don't die. So when you water a tree, do you water all the leaves or do you water the root? You water the root of the tree. That's how you water a tree. So when that root is watered, then the entire tree flourishes. It's like there's a painting here of a tree on the bank of the river. And those roots of the tree, they're down in the water. That tree is getting tons of water, you see. Even if it doesn't get any rain from the sky, the whole tree is being nourished by the water going to the root of that tree. So if you can learn to love that person as the source of all existence, then your love will go to every single living entity throughout the whole existence. So now I would like to give you another example. Your body needs nourishment, doesn't it?
Вы должны поддерживать свое тело, не так ли?
Every cell in your body needs nourishment.
И каждая клетка вашего тела,
so how do you nourish all those cells?
А как же вы
Do you pour a bunch of soup in the bathtub and soak yourself in the soup? Or do you put some milk in your shower and take a shower of milk? No. Yeah, all you got to do is put the food in the mouth, you see. When you put the food in your mouth, then that food automatically is distributed to every single part of your body. The whole body is nourished. Just as when you water the root, the entire tree is nourished. When you feed your belly, your whole body is nourished. So that person is the source of all existence. He is like the root and he's like the stomach. By giving your loving service to that person is the source of all existence. Then you become the perfect lover of every single living being throughout all of existence. Including a person who is most important to you. Can you guess who is that person who is most important to you? Can anybody guess? You! You include yourself. Because you're also part of the universal family. So when you give your loving service to that person as the source of all existence, then you love everybody and you're not neglected either. You become the perfect lover of yourself, perfect lover of your family members, your neighbors, your nation, the whole planet, the whole universe, even the people on the other planets. Did you know that there are living beings on other planets? The Earth is not the only place where people live. There are people throughout the whole universe. And when you give your loving service to that person who is the source of all existence, then you become the perfect friend of everyone. And this will solve every single crisis we face. If everyone becomes a perfect lover of all living beings, then all the problems on this planet will be solved. Do you know even the weather is affected by the attitudes that we have? Did you know that our attitudes affect the weather? They do. In previous ages, when everyone knew this art of how to love that Supreme Person, it was neither too hot nor too cold on this planet. Just like in the Bible, they talk about the Garden of Eden. Back in the former... Back in former ages, when people knew how to give loving service to that Supreme Person, the whole planet was a paradise. There were no factories. There was no need of factories. Nuclear weapons. The planet was full of valuable jewels and gold and silver and profuse quantities of milk and fruits and flowers. It was just a paradise. No one had to work a job even.
достаточно было разных драгоценных камней, золота или серебра, или было фруктов и всего. И люди не должны даже были работать.
People were just fully absorbed in loving that supreme person.
И люди полностью были поглощены тем, чтобы любить эту личность.
They had no anxiety. They had long lives, free of disease.
У них не было никаких тревог. У них были длинные жизни.
There was no fear of terrorist attacks.
Не было никаких боязни террористов.
Everyone lived in perfect peace and harmony. And we can bring that golden age back to this planet. If we simply learn how to give loving service to that Supreme Person. Well, how do you love Him? One may wonder. Well, the good news is that Supreme Person is very kind. And He has revealed in the revealed scriptures of this planet how to love Him. He does not belong to any one particular religion. He does not belong to any one particular religion. Because isn't everyone a child of that Supreme Person? We are all brothers and sisters. We are all children of that original person. We are all family members here in this room tonight. We are all family members. So, it's a universal religion that everybody actually belongs to. Whether you're a Christian, a Hindu, a Jew, a Muslim, a Sikh, a Jain, or a Buddhist, whatever you may be. Even if you're an atheist or an agnostic, we are all children of that one original person. And the perfection of our existence is to learn how to love that person. Whether we approach Him through science, through psychology, through history, through scriptures, through mathematics, it doesn't matter how you approach that Supreme Person. But somehow, if you can approach that Supreme Person, then your life will become perfect. All of your crises will be resolved, you see, automatically. You may say, well, how could one thing solve all the crises? What's your currency here called? A lati. You say, well, so I have a 10 lati problem tonight. And next week, I think I have a $1,000 lati problem. And next year, I'm anticipating a 10,000 lati problem. I have a lot of lati problems. Many, many lati problems. But what if I gave you 1 trillion latis? 1 trillion latis. All of your lati problems will be solved automatically, you see. Every lati. If you have 1 trillion latis, you have no more lati problems. Would anybody like a trillion latis tonight? If I gave you 1 trillion latis, would you like? Tonight I'm giving something more valuable than 1 trillion lati. I am giving you a solution will not only solve all of your problems and all of Latvia's problems and all the European Union's problems. I have a solution which will solve all the problems of the entire universe for all of eternity. Some people will say that I'm insane. I'm a madman, you see. But that's not true. They are mad. Because anyone who refuses to do that which solves all problems, if you refuse the trillion lattes, you see, then you are a madman. You have to be crazy. I'm offering you a trillion lattes, you don't want it? So I'm giving you something more valuable than, 10 quadrillion lattes. So you'd be a mad person not to accept it. So how do we love that Supreme Person? I mentioned that he could be approached through so many means, you see. For many, many years, I sought to how to connect with that Supreme Person. For many years, I searched how to connect with that Supreme Person. And there are many teachers who teach you various techniques for how to do that, you see. Many people have a little bit of an idea of how to do that. You see. Many teachers have a little bit of an idea of how to do
that.
But I discovered a book called the Bhagavad Gita. Which just doesn't give you a few pieces of the puzzle. It gives you the whole thing. In fact, in the 7th chapter, text number 2 of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna, and I'll give it to you in Sanskrit. Gyanam teham savigyanam idam vakshyam yasheshatah yadgyat vadeham bhuyon yadgyat yavam avashishyate, which means, I shall now declare to you this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. Means both material and spiritual. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know. The first verse that really attracted me in this great book of wisdom absolutely blew my mind. Chapter 9, next, text number
26.
I had been seeking a meditation technique that would connect me with that source of existence. And nothing worked. I never really felt connected or turned on to it, you see. But then I found in the Bhagavad Gita that Supreme Person who is the source of all existence was directly speaking to me. And he told me that if I would offer my food to him before I would eat it, that he would accept it from me. Now, I'd been raised as a Christian, but I'd never heard anything like that. I mean, that was really amazing. I could offer something to that Supreme Person? And he would take it from me, little old me? Wow! So I started doing that. Actually, he specified vegetarian food in the verse. I figured God must have been a vegetarian, we kind of said. So I didn't offer him any meat, even though I had been eating meat at the time. I stopped eating meat, and I only offered vegetarian food to God. So, the most amazing things happened. I got one picture of the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, who is known as Krishna. And I'd offer my food to a picture of Krishna. And then I would meditate on the name of Krishna. And I would feel like I was going on a magic carpet ride into another universe. It was an amazing experience. My whole life changed. I thought, well, I will renounce this material world. I will just go as a pilgrim to India and live the life of renunciation as a holy mendicant. But then on my way, I was in the U.S. at the time, I was on my way to India. And then a voice inside me said, no, you should go to San Francisco instead. You are not meant to renounce the world yet. You must remain in the world. And you must revolutionize this planet so that everyone can be happy. So I stayed here in the West, you see. Instead of going to India and renouncing everything. Of course, I go there sometimes to visit, but I don't stay there. I've simply been traveling, I'm traveling all over the world to teach people how to give, how to have a perfect loving relationship with that person who is the source of all existence. And this process is called yoga. The yoga of love. Usually we think of yoga of doing all those, you know, like that, you know. Sitting down in all the asanas, you know. We usually think of yoga, you know, asanas, but the highest form of yoga, according to the Bhagavad Gita, is the yoga of loving that Supreme Person. That's the highest yoga. So this is the, this I also like to call it crisis resolution yoga. Yoga is a Sanskrit word. It means to yoke, to link, or to connect with the Supreme Source of all existence. So, as I pointed out, when you fully connect yourself with that Supreme Person, the Source of all existence, then all crises become resolved automatically. Just as a trillion latis in your bank account solved your one lati, 10 lati, and million lati problem. So I've given you some little idea of how to become perfect in crisis resolution. And now perhaps some of you have some questions for me. You can ask, even if you want to ask a challenging question, that's fine.
But question is, how to get rid of that desire for money?
Yeah. Actually, money is not bad.
На самом деле, деньги — это неплохо.
Money is only bad when it is spent in a bad way.
Деньги — это плохо, когда вы их плохим образом тратите.
If you spend money in a very good way, you see,
если вы правильным образом тратите деньги,
then money is good.
Тогда деньги — это хорошо.
Just like the surgeon's scalpel, the knife he uses for surgery.
Например, как скальпель, которым хирург пользуется.
It is neither good nor bad.
Он не плохой, не хороший.
The surgeon can use it for removing cancer.
Например, хирург может пользоваться им, чтобы удалить рак.
Or a criminal can use it for murder.
А какой-то убийца может вот чтобы.
So the scalpel itself is neither good nor bad.
Сам скальпель, он не хороший, не плохой.
So money in itself is neither good nor bad.
Таким же образом, деньги, они не хорошие, не плохие.
When it is used in the service of that Supreme Person, then money becomes, is called Lakshmi, or the goddess of fortune. And when it is used for selfish purposes, it is called the root of all evil. So, we don't say you have to give up the desire for money.
Мы не говорим, что вы должны отказаться от желания к деньгам.
Simply give up the desire to use money improperly.
Просто отказывайтесь от желания пользоваться этими деньгами не по назначению.
In fact, we will give you an insider's secret in this connection.
И в этой связи я могу дать вам, например, секрет опытного человека.
If you use money in the service of that Supreme Person,
если вы будете пользоваться деньгами, чтобы
who actually controls all the money,
который на самом деле контролирует все деньги,
he will give you a bigger share.
Эта личность даст вам большую долю.
And if you engage that bigger share still in his service, not for any selfish purpose,
если вы даже эту большую долю вовлечете в служение ему,
he will give you even a bigger share.
Он даст вам еще больше.
And we use that in his service, he'll give you even a bigger share.
Если вы это будете в служении задействовать в служении, вы получите.
So do not give up the desire for money.
И таким образом, не пытайтесь.
Give up the desire to use money for selfish purposes.
Не пытайтесь отказаться от желания иметь деньги. Отказывайтесь от желания иметь деньги для себя.
That will be your perfection.
И таким образом.
So how do you do that? You have to engage that wealth in the service of the Supreme Person, that's all. That's what I do. Whatever money comes to me, actually I don't work. I simply tell people about loving that Supreme Person. And money comes to me. Just like tonight, somebody handed me $100 U.S. note. See? I was giving a lecture at another place, and someone was so appreciative of the lecture, they gave me $100 U.S. I'm not going to use this for any selfish purpose, you see. I'm going to spend this to spread this knowledge further all over the world. My life is a life of service. To spread this knowledge of how everyone can give perfect love to that Supreme Person. So I have nothing against money. I just use it for my airline, my tickets to get to the next place. I was just in Lithuania. Before that I was in Russia. Tomorrow or day after tomorrow I'm going to the U.S. Then I'll be going to India. And then to Australia, New Zealand, South America. Whatever money comes, I simply use that to keep spreading the message. You see? Not for any selfish purpose. So if you can use your money in the service of that Supreme Person, then you've already become free from the desire for money, you see.
Освобождаетесь от желания иметь деньги.
As soon as you start spending it for his pleasure, You're free from the desire for money for your own purpose.
Вы начинаете тратить деньги, чтобы удовлетворить эту верховную личность. Вы свободны от желания иметь деньги.
Next question.
Еще вопрос следующий. Вопрос в том, как вы сказали, что вы представляете эту личность, вы представляете Кришну или кого еще, как это должно происходить в моем уме?
You said that you imagine that Supreme Personality. Do you imagine Krishna or somebody else, or how it should happen in my mind?
Now that Supreme Person has unlimited names, you see.
В этой верховной личности безграничное количество имен.
Just like a person in this world, his wife calls him one thing, his kids call him something else, his parents call him something else.
Любой человек, жена обращается к нему одним именем, дети по другим именем, коллеги по третьему.
So that Supreme Person has unlimited names. Krishna, Allah, Jehovah, Christ, Buddha, you know, millions of names. So you can address them by whatever name is most suitable for you. I like the name Krishna. I really love that name because that's the name that he uses in the Bhagavad Gita. But you can use any name, biblical name, name from the Quran, any name you can use. It's a bona fide name from Scripture. But the point is, you have to approach that Supreme Person with selfless love. That's the point. If you'll approach that Supreme Person with selfless love, you'll become perfect.
Потому что если вы обратитесь к этой личности с бескорыстной любовью, вы станете совершенны.
And you'll be so happy.
И вы будете настолько счастливы.
And you can do such great welfare for all the suffering humanity.
И вы сможете сделать столько много хорошего для страдающего человечества.
Does that answer your question? Okay, very good. Any other question?
Еще вопросы?
Yeah.
Контакт с личностью Бога можно установить только через гуру или каким-нибудь другим способом.
That connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be established only through, by the help of guru or some. There is another method.
I was asked this in my previous lecture tonight. I was asked the same question by one gentleman. Actually, I think he's here. Yes. There's a gentleman sitting behind you in the row behind you. He asked me the same question about an hour and a half ago. According to the Vedic wisdom, there are three ways by which you can make, in which you can understand how to make a perfect relationship with that Supreme Person. Here are the three ways. Number one, scripture. Revealed scripture. Number two, the spiritual master. And number three, saintly teachers. So if you can take help from scripture, from guru, and from the saintly teachers, then through these three, you will get perfect knowledge of that Supreme Person. Does that answer your question?
I didn't translate it.
Next question. Next question. Everybody satisfied? Is anybody? Oh, okay. Good.
Пользоваться.
инициатору.
То есть ваш вопрос, это та идея, которая в стихе Шидшастаки, третий стих, да, Шидшастаки, может ли этот человек сам получить, либо...
Да, вот я, допустим, увидел, допустим, в ком-то это деятельность, да, я спрашиваю, как ты это делаешь? Я вижу что-то такое трансцендентное, которое я не могу сделать. Он говорит, ну, хорошо, третья Шидшастака, она может тебе раскрыть. И потом в течение 2 лет...
Угу. То есть потом, своими...
Да, и потом, когда я был там в Индии, и мне сказали, а кто тебе ее дал? Я говорю, ну как, я вот...
То есть вопрос, может ли человек понять или реализовать сам своими усилиями то, что вложено в третьем стихе Шидшастаки, да?
The question is, can one realize what is meant by the third verse of Shikshastaka? Or it is can be realized only again by the help of guru. That be humble, that one it should be
Okay. According to the scripture, actually, guru is required. You must only through the mercy medium of guru one can understand what is proper humility.
В этом стихе говорится об смирении. И только Махараджа говорит, что только с помощью гуру человек может научиться, что такое истинное смирение.
The spiritual master is always required.
И поэтому духовный учитель всегда он нужен.
Without him, how will you know what is bona fide scripture?
А без него как же вы поймете, что является истинным священным писанием?
And how will you know who are bona fide teachers?
А как вы поймете, кто является истинным учителем?
Therefore, guru is essential.
И поэтому guru существенен.
Anyone who wants spiritual perfection, they must have guru.
И любой, который желает получить духовное совершенство, он нуждается в
гуру.
Should guru give from his mouth to from mouth to mouth?
Yes, guru speaks directly to you through the ears. He also is available in written language as well.
Да, guru обращается к вам, но в то же время есть писание на языках, которые вам доступны.
It's like my spiritual master's books are there, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Например,
any other questions? Everybody's happy now and satisfied? Ready to love that Supreme Person? Or thinking, well, I don't know, this sounds a little weird. This is not what I expected to hear tonight. There we go.
Well, I'd like to clarify this issue about money, because on the one hand, one should fully surrender to God, but on the other hand, who will be maintaining my family? So, finally, it seems that this world is material, because I have to take care about my family. And
yes.
So,
you care for your family in such a way that your whole family becomes connected with God.
Вы должны заботиться о своей семье таким образом, что она каждый член вашей семьи возобновляет связь с Господом.
Make God consciousness a part of your daily family life.
И это сознание Бога сделайте частью своей ежедневной семьи.
Turn your home into a spiritual ashram. Where the family gathers together and studies scripture and chants the names of God every day. And then when you're maintaining your family, you're actually maintaining an ashram. A place of spiritual cultivation. So your hard-earned money now, it is going in the service of God. By maintaining your family in a God-conscious way. So there's no problem.
What to do if the members of the family think that you are insane?
You have to understand that they are insane, not you.
Вы должны понять, что они сумасшедшие, не вы.
And by loving, humble persuasion, you have to gradually win them over a course of a period of time.
И просто с любовью им, выполняя свои обязанности по отношению к ним, вы должны таким образом изменить их отношения.
Love conquers all.
Любовь побеждает все.
Anything else?
Еще?
Everybody's happy now. All questions are answered.
Все вопросы отвечены. Все довольны?
Anyone have some objections? I've spoken something incorrectly. You can point out my fault in my presentation. Yeah.
What did you mean when you said duties regarding family?
Yes, the family should be centered around God. That's serving that supreme person.
Семья должна в центре семьи должно быть служение Господу.
The family the members should come together and try to help each other to learn how to love that supreme person.
И члены семьи должны собираться и помогать друг другу понимать, как же понимать и служить этой верховной личности.
By chanting together every day the names of God.
Повторяя каждый день имена Господа.
By reading and discussing the scriptures.
И читая и обсуждая Писание.
That is the perfection of family life.
Это совершенство семейной жизни.
And as it is stated, the family that prays together stays together.
И как сказано, семья, которая молится вместе, остается вместе.
This will bring an end to the divorce problem on the planet.
Таким образом, можно решить проблему разводов.
By bringing God back into the family life, the divorce, there'll be no more divorce, and no more children living in broken homes, growing up frustrated and miserable.
Не будет тогда разрушенных семей и детей, которые живут в таких семьях.
Anyone else?
Еще?
Everyone's completely satisfied now, ready to go home and go to sleep. I can talk all night if you want, or we can end the, if there's no one else, we can, no one other questions, we can stop you. If you have no questions, I figure you've had enough and you want to go home. So I don't want to keep you here artificially. You see. If you gotta go, you gotta go. But if you have questions, I'll be happy to stay here and answer them. And if you have questions that you didn't want to ask publicly, you can always, I only have a few cards here,
but
you can pick up my card and send me an email. And also I have my free e-course. It's called the Ultimate Self-Realization Course. You can sign up by going, if you have a pen and paper, you can write this down, www.ultimateselfrealization.com.
Если у вас есть нечем записывать, то это
www.backtohome.com.
backtohome.com.
backtohome.com. If you go there, you can get on my free e-course.
Если вы на этом сайте.
And I will personally guide you how to develop a perfect, loving relationship with that Supreme Person.
Там есть курс, и я лично отвечаю на ваши вопросы, могу помочь вам.
And all of your crises will be resolved. Or crises. What is the plural form? You know English better than me. I think they're probably both correct. Crises and crises. They're probably both correct. To look it up in the English dictionary. Yeah.
Почему люди грустят и почему люди радуются? Why people sometimes they are in the sad mood and sometimes they are happy? Why so?
Because their happiness is material.
Потому что их радость материальна.
Material happiness and material sadness alternate like day and night.
И вот эта материальная грусть и материальная радость.
Heat and cold, summer and winter.
Или как лето и зима.
Material happiness is always temporary by its very nature.
И материальная радость, она всегда, она по своей природе, она переходящая.
So anyone who alternates between happiness and unhappiness, their happiness is material only, it's not spiritual.
Любой человек, который вот так, он из счастья в несчастье, переходит постоянно, значит, его счастье материальное.
That person whose happiness is uninterrupted and ever increasing.
А тот человек, счастье которого никогда не прерывается и все время возрастает.
His happiness is spiritual.
Его радость духовная.
So the smart person learns how to transform his material happiness into spiritual happiness.
Разумные люди учатся, как свою материальную радость ее превратить.
That is called a good brain. And we will teach you how to have, a good brain. If you're willing to take the training. But if we think that we know it all, if we think that I am Mr. Know-it-all, we won't agree to take the training. And then we have to continue alternating between happiness and distress our whole life.
Ничего не можем побоить. Тогда вы просто продолжаете метаться между счастьем и
But if you can humble yourself to take the training from a person who is spiritually realized,
но если вы настолько смиренны, и что вы можете принять обучение от личности, которая духовно
And you can also become spiritually realized.
Вы тоже можете стать духовно самосознающим.
It's up to you, whether you want it or not. Whether you're willing to pay the price to get it. What is the price? €3 trillion? No. Simply for the price of faith. This knowledge, this realization can be given to you. If you will put unflinching faith in the teacher,
then
everything will become revealed to you. Nothing will be impossible. Simply by unflinching faith in the teacher. Any other question? I think everyone's ready to... I think we can stop here then. It's now 8:30, a good stopping point. Do we have any of our books here? Is there some other books? So, we thank you all very much. You've been a very nice audience. Thank you very much.
Спасибо всем. Прекрасная аудитория были.
Hare Krishna. What is that? Ocean? No, that's some other language. That's Russian. What is it again?
This is Russian.
Ocean pas? What is ocean pasiva?
Большое спасибо.
Huh?
Большое спасибо. Большое.
Большое спасибо. Okay, next question. Next question. Everybody satisfied? Anybody? Oh, okay.
Может ли этот человек сам получить, либо...
Да, вот я, допустим, увидел, допустим, в ком-то деятельность, ком-то это деятельность, да, я спрашиваю, как ты это делаешь? Я вижу что-то такое трансцендентное, которое я не могу сделать. Он говорит, ну, хорошо, третья шишашка, она может тебя раскрыть. И потом, в течение 2 лет...
Угу. То есть своими...
Да, и потом, когда я был там в Индии, мне сказали, а кто тебе ее дал?
То есть вопрос, может ли человек понять или реализовать сам своими усилиями то, что вложено в третьем стихе Шишаштаки, да?
The question is, can one realize what is meant by the third verse of Шишаштака? Or it is can be realized only, again, by the help of Guru? That be humble, that one it should be
Loganathi. The Nāda Pīsadīcena, okay, yeah. According to the scripture, actually, guru is required. You must only through the mercy medium of guru one can understand what is proper humility.
В этом стихе говорится о смирении, и только Махарадж говорит, что только с помощью гуру человек может научиться, что такое истинное смирение.
The spiritual master is always required.
И поэтому духовный учитель всегда он нужен.
Without him, how will you know what is bona fide scripture?
А без него как же вы поймете, что является истинным священным писанием?
And how will you know who are bona fide teachers?
А как вы поймете, кто является истинным учителем?
Therefore, guru is essential.
И поэтому гуру существенен.
Anyone who wants spiritual perfection, they must have guru.
И любой, который желает получить духовное совершенство, он нуждается в гуру. Should guru give from his mouth to from mouth to mouth?
Yes, guru speaks directly to you through the ears. He also is available in written language as well.
Да, гуру обращается к вам, но в то же время есть писание на языках, которые вам доступны.
It's like my spiritual master's books are there. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Например.
Any other questions? Everybody's happy now and satisfied? Ready to love that Supreme Person? Or thinking, well, I don't know, this sounds a little weird. This is not what I expected to hear tonight. There we go. Okay.
полностью отдаться Господу Богу, сказать, что да, хорошо, сколько денег мне положено, пусть мне столько положено, когда у тебя есть семья, маленький ребенок, а ты обязан его кормить, и работа здесь в Латвии, допустим, не позволяет это делать нормально, и тебе приходится эти деньги зарабатывать, теряется связь с Богом. То есть кажется, что на самом деле мир все-таки материален, и что если сидеть сложа руки и отдаться Богу, молиться с утра до вечера, кто тогда будет кормить меня?
Я понял. Well, I'd like to clarify this issue about money, because on the one hand, one should fully surrender to God, but on the other hand, who will be maintaining my family? So, finally, it seems that this world is material because I have to take care about my family. And
yes.
So you.
You care for your family in such a way that your whole family becomes connected with God.
Вы должны заботиться о своей семье таким образом, что она каждый член вашей семьи возобновляет связь с Господом.
Make God consciousness a part of your daily family life.
И это сознание Бога сделайте частью своей ежедневной семейной жизни.
Turn your home into a spiritual ashram.
И превратите свой дом.
Where the family gathers together and studies scripture and chants the names of God every day. And then when you're maintaining your family, you're actually maintaining an ashram. A place of spiritual cultivation. So your hard-earned money now, it is going in the service of God. By maintaining your family in a God-conscious way. So there's no problem.
But what to do if the members of the family think that you are insane?
You have to understand that they are insane, not you. And by loving humble persuasion, you have to gradually win them over over a course of a period of time. Love conquers all. Anything else? Everybody's happy now. All questions are answered. Anyone have some objections? I've spoken something incorrectly. You can point out my fault in my presentation. Yeah.
Что вы имели в виду, говоря об обязанности перед семьей? What did you mean when you said duties regarding family?
Yes. The family should be centered around God. That's serving that supreme person.
Семья должна, в центре семьи должно быть служение Господу.
The family, the members should come together and try to help each other to learn how to love that supreme person.
И члены семьи должны собираться и помогать друг другу понимать, как же понимать и служить этой верховной личности.
By chanting together every day the names of God.
Повторяя каждый день имена Господа.
By reading and discussing the scriptures.
И читая и обсуждая Писание.
That is the perfection of family life.
И это совершенство семейной жизни.
And as it is stated, the family that prays together stays together.
И как сказано, семья, которая молится вместе, остается вместе.
This will bring an end to the divorce problem on the planet.
Таким образом, можно решить проблему разводов на этой планете.
By bringing God back into the family life,
если Бог возвращается обратно в семью,
there'll be no more divorce, and no more children living in broken homes, growing up frustrated and miserable.
Не будет тогда разрушенных семей и детей, которые живут в таких семьях.
Anyone else? Everyone's completely satisfied now, ready to go home and go to sleep. I can talk all night if you want, or we can end the, if there's no one else, we can, no one other questions, we can stop you. If you have no questions, I figure you've had enough and you want to go home. So I don't want to keep you here artificially. You see. If you gotta go, you gotta go. But if you have questions, I'll be happy to stay here and answer them. And if you have questions that you didn't want to ask publicly, you can always, I only have a few cards here. But you can pick up my card and send me an email. And also I have my free e-course. It's called the Ultimate Self-Realization Course. You can sign up by going, if you write, you have a pen and paper, you can write this down, www.backtohome.com. BACKTOHOME.com. If you go there, you can get on my free e-course. And I will personally guide you how to develop a perfect, loving relationship with that Supreme Person. And all of your crises will be resolved. Or crises. What is the plural form? You know English better than me. I think they're probably both correct. Crises and crises. They're probably both correct. To look it up in the English dictionary. Yeah.
Почему люди грустят и почему люди радуются? Why people sometimes they are in the sad mood and sometimes they are happy? Why so?
Because their happiness is material.
Потому что их радость материальна.
Material happiness and material sadness alternate like day and night.
И вот эта материальная грусть и материальная радость.
Heat and cold, summer and winter.
Или как лето и зима.
Material happiness is always temporary by its very nature.
И материальная радость, она всегда, она по своей природе, она переходящая.
So anyone who alternates between happiness and unhappiness, their happiness is material only, it's not spiritual.
Любой человек, который вот так, он из счастья в несчастье, переходит постоянно, значит, его счастье материальное.
That person whose happiness is uninterrupted and ever increasing.
А тот человек, счастье которого никогда не прерывается и все время возрастает.
His happiness is spiritual.
Его радость духовная.
So the smart person learns how to transform his material happiness into spiritual happiness.
И разумные люди учатся, как свою материальную радость ее превратить.
That is called a good brain. And we will teach you how to have, we will teach you how to have a good brain. If you're willing to take the training. But if we think that we know it all, if we think that I am Mr. Know-it-all, we won't agree to take the training. And then we have to continue alternating between happiness and distress our whole life.
Ничего не можем побоить. Тогда вы просто продолжаете метаться между счастьем.
But if you can humble yourself to take the training from a person who is spiritually realized.
Но если вы настолько смиренны и что вы можете принять обучение от личности, которая духовно.
And you can also become spiritually realized.
Вы тоже можете стать духовно самосознающим.
It's up to you whether you want it or not. Whether you're willing to pay the price to get it. What is the price? 3 trillion euros? No. simply for the price of faith.
Просто цена должна быть ваша вера.
This knowledge, this realization can be given to you.
И это знание, эти реализации, тогда они вам
будут. If you will put unflinching faith in the teacher,
вы вложите в своего учителя непоколебимую веру,
then everything will become revealed to you.
Тогда все вам раскроется.
Nothing will be impossible.
И ничего не будет такого, что будет невозможным.
Simply by unflinching faith in the teacher.
Просто благодаря непоколебимой вере в учителя.
Any other question?
Еще вопросы?
I think everyone's ready to. I think we can stop here then. It's now 8:30, a good stopping point. Do we have any of our books here? Is there some other books? So, we thank you all very much. You've been a very nice audience. Thank you very much.
Спасибо всем. Прекрасная аудитория были.
Hare Krishna. What is that? Ochin? No, that's some other language. That's Russian. What is it again?
This is Russian.
This is Russian? Ochin pas? What is Ochin pasiva?
Большое спасибо.
А?
Большое спасибо.
But
большое.
Большое спасибо.